Let's go back to your grandparents, because that leads us to the Oklahoma land run, and they were in the land run of 1893.
Correct.
We should point out, for history's sake, the first one was, of course, April 22nd, 1889. About 50,000 people were involved. Then another one in 1892. So then we come to the one your grandparents, it was the largest land run in U.S. history, over 8,000 acres, known as the Cherokee Strip. The land was purchased from the Cherokees. Did you hear stories about that and how he accomplished this?
I did. They were in Caney, Kansas at the time, and of course, everybody wanted to participate in the land run. And so my grandfather and my dad was born. He was born in 1890, and his brother was born in 1893, just early, like January or February, I think. So he was a baby. And they made the run and settled close to Stillwater in a little town called Glencoe, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Do you know the mechanics of how that would work, how they would get it land? Would they go out there and search for it, or how did they do that ahead of time?
The surveyors had surveyed out 160 acres, and there was a post on each one of the 160 acres, and in it was the copy of the survey describing the property. And so when you would find the piece you wanted, you took that survey back to the recording agent, and I think it was in Perry, Oklahoma, for all that area around Stillwater.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe it was a little more organized than the first land run.
It was, the third one was much more organized in that respect, but it was still a very cumbersome deal, you know, because everybody either rode a wagon, or they had horses, or they were trying to get to the best piece of land as quick as they could.
Okay, so there was a chase for the land, but he had been able to go out earlier and know where he was going.
To some degree,
yeah.
Not exactly, but approximately.
Right. And then we should point out the final big land run was in 1895. So then your grandfather was very enterprising, and how did he come to have Atherton Moving Company?
Oh my golly, that was after they homesteaded out by Glencoe, and then they eventually moved into Stillwater, and he bought a lot of property down on what is Main Street today, and built a building, and it's currently 503 and 505 South Main in Stillwater, and he started bought a big truck, and they moved people, which was a pretty good business back then, and they became known as the only, I remember my granddad telling me this, the only furniture company that could move pianos, because they had some big dollies and some strong guys, I guess, working, yeah.
How fortunate you were to be able to be around your grandfather.
Well, he died when I was very young, and like 3 or 4 years old, maybe five, and I hardly remember a lot of his stories, but then the grandmother, she would tell me a lot of the stories.
And yeah. I don't think we've mentioned their names. Let's give their names.
His name was James Thomas, and her name was Henrietta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Did she live then beyond him? Do you remember her longer?
Yes, I do. Yeah, she. He died in 1935, 36, somewhere around there, I think. And so I was 3 or 4 years old, and she died in the. I think after the war, after the Second World War.
Yeah.
So,